Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And oh, by the way, we're broadcasting at great radio stations across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working and helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all those power and line people that are over there in the hurricane area getting everything squared away again. We'll be talking about that extensively tonight. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And also, you can find us on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and you'll be able to check everything out that we have to offer over there. All right, well, in the meantime, let's get started right here, right now, with a professor of politics, California guy he is, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain.
Guess what?
What's that?
It's 79 degrees, and you're all on the porch. And I don't know, somebody must have won something last night because you're waving banners or something. All right, thanks, guys. Okay, there you go. Yeah, somebody must have won something. I don't know. I wasn't paying any attention to the games last night. But are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, Kyle, yesterday at 3:29 p.m., the last C-17 took off from Kabul. It was airborne. On board was the U.S. ambassador and the Afghan military forces commanding general, leaving Afghanistan for the last time. The other thing was, you probably didn't hear this very, very much anywhere, but on their way up into the air, they were fired at by some rockets. They were trying to hit the aircraft with some rockets because they were going to try to take a plane down. And, of course, they had to fire their defensive measures back, but that just didn't happen.
Well, thankfully it did not. But over the last couple of days, Captain, they have been trying to figure out how to do just that. They've been ranging the aircraft with their shells and so forth. Fortunately, the defensive systems did kick in, and some did not obviously reach their target anyway. That's right. We could have seen a terrible tragedy as the last plane flew out.
Right. And hello, LJ. Hope you're doing good up there in Michigan. LJ's chiming in, and you had somebody chime in on your end.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we wanted to say hello to Richard the Marine tonight and give him a shout-out and a simplify.
Yep, all righty. Now, the bad thing about Afghanistan is that they've got all this equipment, And yesterday, they actually took one of the CH-60 helicopters, one of the Blackhawks, rather, and got it up in the air, and they decided to demonstrate their skills of flying, but they actually had hung somebody from the helicopter. They must have tied a rope around their neck and thrown them out the door of the helicopter for whatever reason, and they were flying overhead with that eerie sight and stuck up there for about 10 or 15 minutes before they landed it. So they're practicing, and pretty soon they'll get to where they can fly the helicopters and the planes and all that sort of stuff, and then we'll have another problem, won't we?
Well, we certainly will, and of course it's acts of barbarism. Unfortunately, Captain, yeah. I think we're going to see this is the beginning. Yeah?
Now, how many people did we leave behind? What's the official total?
The official total that I've heard is somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 300 people.
I think it's at least double, maybe triple that, and here's why. Because there's people they've been communicating with outside the range of, trying to get there at the installations where they've been at, working. Because remember, the Taliban, when they made a beeline for Kabul, they went by all these other places.
Right.
And so what they're going to do is once they get around to settling in, they'll send the people back to these installations where they know that the Americans were working or foreigners were working, and they'll try to take control of it that way. But we actually have got about four different military veteran groups, Afghanistan and Iraq veterans, made up of Rangers and Marines and Special Forces, and these are all guys that used to be in the military that decided to go back and try to help get their people out. Well, they're staging these people at some of these airfields where they're not using the airfields right now for the planes like they were before. And in the dead of night, they're bringing in, say, a C-130 or whatever, coming in quiet, landing, loading the people on, and then taking them away. And they've gotten something like 700 people out so far that way. And it's continuing as we speak. Hopefully they'll be able to get more people out, because I believe there's probably that much, if not more, just waiting for the opportunity to get out of Dodge.
Yes, I think you're right. They're very brave to go in and get them. Absolutely.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. And they're doing it with their money, by the way. This has got nothing to do with the U.S. government. They're doing it with their money. And I think what they were told by the DOD and the State Department is we don't know anything. Something to that effect. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch. You call her, you're the first one up when I come back. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shocker? Why shocker?
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, yeah. What a night.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain, and I'm here with my sidekick, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. But before we get to talking again, I want to remind everybody about this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had an opportunity yesterday to talk to somebody that was really having some problems, and I gave them a couple of packs of Relief Factor, and I told them, I says, try this right now, and here's one for later when you get home and see what happens. And he had strained a muscle or pulled a muscle or something like that, and he was really, 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 like, doubled over. And he called me back about 2 hours after that, and he says, you know something, Captain? I'm out of pain. He says, thank you for whatever it was you gave me. And I said, well, I told you what it was. He says, is that available for sale? I said, yep. Told him how to do it, and he turned around and ordered the 3-week quick start for $19.95. So how about that? And, I mean, I just tried to help somebody out. That's all I did, because I carry a few extra packs with me wherever I go. But Relief Factor is part of my personal integrated health plan that I take every day, once when I get up and once before I start the show. And it's all natural. The ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3, those are all things that are good for you, that helps your body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate any type of pain or discomfort you're in. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is good for you to begin with. And then don't forget, it also supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles therein. Now, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 in a 3-week quick start, and see if it won't help you like it's done tens of thousands of other people. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, on the telephone line, waiting patiently, we've got Mike in Clearwater, so let's go over there. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, it's really sad. We have kind of a disturbing pattern, right? So when the Cubans needed help, we did the whole Bay of Pigs thing. We pretty much had our behinds handed to us. When Vietnam needed help, we tried to go and do our thing. We had our behind handed to us. Now in Afghanistan, we tried to do our thing. 20 years later, we had our behind handed to us. So the question I have, whether it was, you know, the whole thing with the Sandinistas and Nicaragua and Colombia back in the 80s, whether we try to help these people by sending them money or giving them training, or whether we physically go there to try and accomplish something, we've always had our behinds handed to us. This is not a good thing, Kyle, and this message that President Biden, you know, America's back, it should be more like, no, the whole world is going to look at us and be like, no, America's not back, but they'll surely stab you in the back. So this is not good foreign policy. They're probably never going to trust us again if we can ever repair the relationship that we have with all these different allies, because if I were them, based on what went on, and I hate to badmouth my country, but I wouldn't trust America with a 10-foot pole either. So what do you say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle, let me start. Who was the president in office when Vietnam started?
Well, Kennedy sent the advisors there, obviously.
Okay. But was it a Republican or a Democratic president?
Democrat, then it began really going under Johnson.
Now, what was the second thing he mentioned, the second event, war?
He talked about Vietnam. What was the other one? He talked about the Sandinistas as well, and also the Bay of Pigs as well.
Okay, Bay of Pigs was Kennedy.
Right.
All right, another Democrat, right?
Right.
You want to go back to the beginnings of what we've got going here, the war, global war on terror. George Bush went in there and just destroyed Al-Qaeda, okay?
Right.
And we had an opportunity to leave right then and there, and should have. And when George Bush went out of office, he handed everything on a silver platter over to Osama bin Laden, and the mission of the military at that time was one thing, find Osama bin Laden. They found him. They killed him. We were on top of the world. We were leading everything that we were doing. And the other thing subsequently that happened after that was we pulled our troops out of Iraq, Barack Obama, which caused everything to go backwards. So that was a Democrat that managed to screw that up. And I'm supposed to be surprised right now that there's a Democrat that's creating the problem that we've got in Afghanistan? I'm not.
Well, no, not at all. But, of course, what Mike was talking about, for example, Vietnam, other issues that we've seen, especially with Afghanistan, mm-hmm. is that when we came into that time period, go ahead.
Okay. Who was the only Republican president that took us into two conflicts and absolutely wiped out the opposition?
Who was that?
Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Grenada and Panama. Remember?
Yep.
We went up against the Cubans to get our students back, and the Cubans were, they were still paddling on the way to Havana.
Right.
Couldn't wait to get off that island because they didn't want to go up against us. And Panama, we went in after Noriega, and they basically, the military basically, except for the guard that was with them that we had to take out, whatever it was called, the Palace Guard or something like that, they threw down their weapons and said, nope, we don't want anything to do with this.
Right. Well, but also Reagan was of the mindset that the military knew how to, as Rush Limbaugh used to...
And you know why that was?
Why is that?
He was in the military in World War II. Hello.
Right. Well, but again, like Rush Limbaugh used to say, the military can break things and destroy things, that kind of stuff, break things and kill people.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Right. And so you have this pattern mm-hmm. where Donald Trump, for example, said to the military, go get ISIS. Mm-hmm. And they did. But if mm-hmm. you try to run everything from the White House like Johnson would have done, or in many cases mm-hmm. like Obama was doing, you run into what we see happening.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got the Professor Emeritus on the telephone line. Dan the Man, okay there. What's on your mind?
Well, pretty much what you guys are talking about. You know, after Vietnam, we rebuilt the military, first-class military. We put an old head on it. We don't teach anything about military leadership or generalship anymore in the military. I think that's what you're seeing today. I think after this fiasco, embarrassment, and a defeat, in Afghanistan, we got to rethink the role of the military. What future wars are going to look like? You know, for all the technology, we were still fighting a ragtag bunch of guys with AK-47s in the mountains. You weren't going to get done with it in 3, 4, 5, 6 years. It was going to take decades.
Sure.
To defeat the Taliban. And they could have been defeated.
Sure.
You have generals that rotate in and out on your assignment. Nobody takes the risk. Mm. There's no really enlightened thinking that goes with these guys. Petraeus was one. McChrystal's warfighting ability was probably better than Petraeus's, but unlike Petraeus, he knew every reporter in Washington, McChrystal didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that was McChrystal's downfall.
Yeah, and then he got in trouble. Then he got in trouble and called Obama a name or something like that and got fired.
He didn't get fired. That's the thing. You know, they moved him out. But, you know, he still had a career if he wanted it. But he seen where it was going.
Mm-hmm.
I just find this whole talk. You know, I had to listen to the radio. I drove to Chicago and back. People are making excuses for Obama. Oh, we can trust the Taliban. You know, he made a deal with the Taliban. What conspiracy rock did they just crawl out from underneath? This was Biden's baby.
Yep.
And I think Americans have got to get to the fact. You're a number two power now.
Yep.
You want to be number one, you've got to work at it.
Yep.
You like doing business. You invest, you reinvest. I don't see that coming anytime soon under Democrats. I can't believe how quiet Democrat congressmen and senators are on this. They are quiet. You imagine if this would have been Trump?
They don't have a leg to stand on if they open their mouth unless they want to talk about impeachment, and then they'll get lots of support.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. To keep them out, that's what Biden does at a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine any other president turn around, I'm not taking questions, and walk? Mm-hmm. He gets up in front of the podium and says,
okay, well,
I'm going to call you know, by name and the question.
All right, I'm going to break.
Come on, this is all right.
I'm going to break.
Okay.
So, I'm going to break, so I will talk to you again later this week, hopefully, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, Dan the Man, and Kyle, you hang on, and Dan the Man is up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that a new diplomatic chapter of the U.S.'s engagement in Afghanistan has begun. Blinken making the comments after the announcement that the final military flights out of the country have left Afghanistan. The Secretary of State also announced that the embassy would be moving its operations to Qatar.
As of today, we suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar, which will soon be formally notified to Congress. Given the uncertain security environment and political situation in Afghanistan, it was the prudent step to take. For the time being, we will use this post in Doha to manage our diplomacy with Afghanistan, including consular affairs, administering humanitarian assistance, and working with allies, partners, and regional and international stakeholders to coordinate our engagement and messaging to the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, you've got some great deals of MyPillow products. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and click on the Radio Listener Specials button that's right there, the tab. You'll see it. It says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, it'll open up a page. There'll be 18 or 20 items there. And with insanely low prices, you're going to find all kinds of deep discounts on MyPillow products there. And all you got to do to get the prices is use the promo code CAPTAIN, number one. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. So go to MyPillow.com. That's the website. Click on the tab that's right there, the button tab that says Radio Listener Specials. You'll go right there to see all the different items that they have on that page, and there's plenty of them. You'll need the promo code CAPTAIN to get those ridiculously low prices that are there. And you can call them at 800-641-5459 if you want to speak to a live person. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you get your sheets yet?
You know, they are on the way.
Yay.
I am counting the days. until I will be sleeping on the Giza Dream Sheet.
Oh, you're going to love it.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Now we got to talk about Hurricane Ida before we move on to something different. Hurricane Ida, the damage there is going to be in the billions of dollars, not millions, billions. We just don't know what a total is going to be. The death toll is going to climb. They're going to find more people because of some of those houses that are just destroyed. And that one island down there, down below New Orleans, there's so much damage there, it's not funny. And they had some people that were there that decided to stay on the island. And I think they may have wound up regretting it when they find out wherever the heck they wound up at. But many areas of Louisiana and Mississippi look like a war zone. I told everybody about that yesterday. Now, the worst part of all this, Kyle, is the power grid is down. The main transmission lines are down on the ground. It'll take 2 to 3 weeks to bring the power back to the city of New Orleans.
Yes, exactly right. And we're talking about, in some cases, those big transmission towers.
There is.
That have been flattened.
That's right.
And so this is not something that can be easily done.
Nope.
So weeks is, of course, a terrible, terrible reality. We also understand, though, too, Captain, looks like a 71-year-old man, and this is near Slidell, or in Slidell, by
right.
the way, northeast of Lake Pontchartrain. He was attacked by an alligator as he was walking through floodwaters. So again, the stories are just heartbreaking that are coming out.
Nobody should be surprised, because Cajun Country is the home of the alligators, and when the water comes up out of the swamps, so all the gators come right up along with the water.
Yes, exactly right. But again, people are going to have issues because of the power. Now, some of the hospitals in the area, they're running on generators. They have fuel for several days, we understand. But the longer that this goes on without main power being restored could become of great concern.
So what happens next in Afghanistan, Kyle, according to Jen Psaki?
Well, aren't they going to be trying to work diplomatically and trying to get some people out or something like that? I'm not sure. But
no, let me tell you exactly what she said, because this is unbelievable. We've struck a deal with our partners, and the Taliban and the diplomats on the ground are going to help get the Americans out. Really? Is that what that guy was hanging from a helicopter for when they were flying around yesterday? Really? Is that what they were going door to door for, shooting people? And you could hear the people screaming in the houses when they had the list and they were going around executing people in their homes? Really?
Well, you know, Captain, I'm sure that everyone would agree, you don't double down on a deal with the devil. You just don't do it. This is crazy to think that somehow, after all of this, that they're still going to be able to trust the Taliban for anything, work in the diplomatic realm and all this kind of thing. Otherwise, why not just extend the deadline, as everybody kind of thought they should, in order to get the people out?
Now, I want you to listen to this, because the CIA director back in April said both Al-Qaeda and ISIS-K in Afghanistan remained intent on recovering the ability to be able to attack targets in the USA homeland. And that hasn't changed as of yesterday.
Well, no. This is, it's 20 years in Afghanistan, but the mentality of the people that of the Taliban and ISIS and now ISIS-K and so forth, the mentality is as long as it takes. I mean, they could be looking at this as a speed bump to them to continuing to carry out operations against the United States or our allies. And so that's what we're faced with here, very much so.
And Blinken has got to go, because after Afghanistan, after what we've seen there, after all the nonsense we've heard from the State Department, they still don't know Shiites from Shinola.
But that's putting it mildly, I think. Well, Captain,
I was being polite.
Well, exactly, yeah. Well, what we've seen of a lot of these different cabinet-level positions, either nobody has any kind of a of a critical view of any of this. Everything was done just fine. And they come out and they look dazed and confused. It doesn't look strong. Yeah. It doesn't project strength.
Let me put it this way so the audience can really appreciate where I'm going with this. Do you remember when Barack Obama called to the Taliban and the company, their friends, Al-Qaeda, and everybody else, the junior varsity team?
Right. Yeah, that's right, the JV team.
Okay. Well, Joe Biden and his crew are the little league team.
Well, right. And they're the team that can't do any kind of evaluation. And, again, one just wonders, Captain, at what point – you know, if you or I had given the Taliban, you know, let alone billions of dollars, but if we just, let's just say we gave them a few hundred thousand dollars worth of arms and all this kind of stuff, they'd get us for some kind of treason. I mean, you just don't do that.
You know what nobody's talking about that they also got?
What's that?
A lot of cash. A
lot of cash.
Because they cleaned out the banks.
Yep.
A lot of cash.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, at the same time, though, Captain, we're seeing, again, there's a real human tragedy that's going to extend throughout Afghanistan for a very, very, very long time. And I still haven't heard, and I don't know if you have, but every so once in a while we get to mention it here on the show, have there been any activist groups who have really come out against what's happening to women and young girls in Afghanistan now?
Nope, not a word.
Haven't heard one thing.
Not one peep.
Yeah.
Nope, not a word. So the next time Hillary or somebody wants to complain about black oppression or pink oppression or green oppression or blue oppression or whatever they want to do, they need to just keep your mouth shut because you haven't said a word about what's happening to the women in Afghanistan right now, which, by the way, have you seen them in the burqas already?
Well, that's right.
Yep.
They're forced to do this. And these are young women, Captain, who've never known the kind of oppressive rule the Taliban are imposing. And it's such a terrible thing. We're talking about people's lives, their destinies. We could go on and on. But it is absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah, and their civil rights are gone. I mean, a lot of these young girls that are there right now, they've been born and brought up with freedoms. They understand education. They can speak English. They can do reading, writing, arithmetic. That's all gone. Now they can no longer learn any of that, even though the Taliban say, oh, the women will be free to go to school. They will be free to have jobs. They can continue in the government. No, they won't. And no, they can't.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they're just
and we all know that. That's their history. We know about the Taliban.
That's right. So you have these poor people who have been now consigned to living a thousand years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, and for the Biden team, and by the way, when they start counting the body bags here, although they don't have body bags, what they do is when they shoot them and kill them, they burn the house down.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, they have nothing but a pile of whatever. But that's what they'll do. But when we start to hear and see more of that, which we will, and the next time we hear Joe Biden talking about, oh, our partners, the Taliban, and this, that, and the other, just tell them to shut up.
You got it. Exactly.
Hold on. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got some really good music lined up again tonight, just like we did last night. Got a lot of compliments about the music last night. Well, what'd you hear what we're doing tonight? Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them doing that for us very much. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And it is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see a Pilot or a Flying J, if you haven't been in one, pull on in there. Find out how come they are the number one largest truck stop chain in the country. And by the way, become a member of the Drivers Club. Because when you do, you're going to get points, just like getting money. Points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, and you'll be able to use them down the line to save money on everything except the fuel in the store and in the restaurant as well. So get that done. Now, by the way, today I'm going to be at Mission Barbecue. over at West Waters to be there about 11:30 because we always like to be there in time for the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem at 12 noon. I'm usually there for about an hour and a half or two. So if you want to stop on by and have lunch with the captain, that's where we'll be today. In the meantime, we're going to play a little Jeremy Dodge from 2010. Now, this starts out a little interesting because it's Ronald Reagan talking and then goes the music.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
And that's something called Stand Up. And, Kyle, what'd you think about that?
I like that. And Ronald Reagan interspersed there, but it's a good sound, really good.
Yeah, kind of something a little bit different, and it gives you a little, wakes you up a little bit if you were falling off, nodding off on us there.
Yeah.
But, of course, we're going to go right to the weather. I'm going to read the weather statement because right now, Tropical Depression Ida is tracking inland, and it's going to be going up into the middle Atlantic states and coming across Massachusetts. It looks like it's going to be like I-90 across Massachusetts will be where it'll stop. Boston, and then it's going right out to sea. But Ida will continue to produce heavy rainfall while tracking inland through the southeast U.S., eventually crossing the Appalachians, then off into the middle Atlantic coast on Thursday, and considerable flash and urban flooding impacts will continue today across the southeast and tomorrow and Wednesday from the Tennessee Valley into the middle Atlantic. And in the meantime, New Orleans continues to clean up. We'll get into that after you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, out west tonight, we're going to start in Wyoming. We have an air quality alert covering just about the entire state. And this, of course, has to do with wildfire smoke. Air quality alerts continue on down through Denver, down the I-25 corridor. But we're going to get into the flash flood watches. Now, this is going to be mostly in western New Mexico, covering all the state of Arizona and about the southern half of the state of Utah. This is also going to go over towards Las Vegas, Nevada, also into parts of Southern California as well. Now, this flash flood watch, again, covering a wide area of the American Southwest. You could have storms that come upon you, heavy rainfall at times, and so if you do encounter flooded roadways and so forth, please do not try to drive through it. Turn around because, unfortunately, many flood deaths occur in vehicles when they get trapped in water. So be very careful of that. Also, tonight, tonight. We've got some evacuations to tell you about. This is in the area of South Lake Tahoe as the Caldor Fire continues to burn at a very rapid pace. The entire city of South Lake Tahoe is under a mandatory evacuation after the fire had crossed over State Highways 50 and 89. So if you're going to be in that area, you're likely going to encounter traffic probably at all different times as people are evacuating that area and having to try to get out of Dodge, as it were. And, of course, in that area, Captain, the prognosis is not good for the weather right now. We still have very low humidity, gusty winds. Some could go up to 50 miles an hour in places, so they definitely have their hands full. And this fire weather warning extends all the way up through areas like Susanville as you go up California 395, or Highway 395, I should say.
Well, on I-90 in South Dakota tonight, you've got rain, thunderstorms, flash flood watches and warnings. It's also down below on I-80 coming across Nebraska, Omaha, Sioux City, Iowa. You're going to have a problem there just south of Sioux Falls and upward probably 40, 50 miles into that area over in there, and then down the same as in Nebraska, 40 or 50 miles south of the state line with South Dakota. And then we've had some rain in Iowa tonight where we've got some flash flooding showing up there. And it looks like as if there might be a thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm watch or warning in the southwestern corner of Iowa right now. But taking a look at the big problem, Ida, which is still producing rain and lots of it, getting a lot of rain out of the Gulf of Mexico, dragging it up through where it's going. I'll tell you what, right now Alabama is getting drenched. I mean, flat out drenched. So isn't most of Tennessee, most of Kentucky, the mountains of South Carolina, the mountains of North Carolina, the mountains of Virginia are all in the path of this heavy rain. Be careful there, especially if you're going up and down I-81 or I-77. Also, I-40, I-64. I-70, those roads are all going to have a lot of water on them today. And then this will probably work its way on up through most of Pennsylvania, all of Jersey, all of Delaware, most of Maryland, the southern part of New York to include Poughkeepsie, and then right straight across to Boston before it goes right out in the ocean again. And it's forecast to perhaps, Kyle, become another tropical storm when it gets up there with 40 or to 45 mile an hour winds once it gets back out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that is really something. Very powerful storm. For sure.
Now, for our friends in New Orleans, and yes, we did the best we could last night trying to keep you all informed. A lot of you, I got a lot of listeners in New Orleans and Slidell and that area telling me they thanked us very much for keeping them informed about what was going on because they had no power, Kyle. They had no lights, but they had their little battery-operated radios and they also had their cars, and a lot of them were trying to get out of the low-lying areas. And some of the people said that if they hadn't left when they did, they might have gotten caught in floodwaters because the waters where their houses were 9 and 10 feet high. And we knew that was going to happen. We kept telling people that.
Well, exactly right. With the projected storm surge and floods, it was just incredible.
And that island down there south of New Orleans, I just feel so sorry for those people down there, that little fishing island, because they, as of late yesterday, they hadn't heard one word from the police department, the firefighters that stayed behind, the National Guardsmen that stayed behind there, and the local residents. There was about 100 of them there, and they hadn't heard one word, so I hope they're all right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, and we'll check during the break and see what's going on. All right, folks, I'll be right back. Kyle Warren will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to have the news coming up, Salem Radio Network News and IBM or ICM News on the other stations, IRN News. There we go. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.